Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
No.
What's going on, everybody? It is Tuesday. Show Me the Money Club, episode 179. Woo! How's it going, Sergio?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. I have a broken knuckle.
Sort of good.
Other than that, I'm okay. I was pointing to the wrong person. Well, and they took my finger and broke it.
Well, hopefully everyone's okay out there with the death of Windows 10. We'll see.
Is that
today? No, that was last week.
Oh.
But I wanted to give some time for everybody to switch over to Linux.
Okay.
But we're not here about that. We're here about something going on in the rideshare world. The only on Uber and the CEO gaslighting everybody. And some other things. So let's go right into the rundown, actually. We're going to be talking about cherry picking is still alive and well when you apply those three P's. We're also going to be talking about Uber changing the rules on returned items again and not paying out. What does that mean? And what is that going to look like for drivers? I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking.
It's going to look like the phone's out of the window. That's what's going to look like.
Now it looks like you're not going to be getting anything. So why return shit? Yeah, all right, then we're going to be talking about how Uber CEO is gaslighting drivers by saying drivers in AV cities are earning more than ever. Much. Only on Uber 2025 breakdown. So what Sergio was talking about last week on Thursday's video, we're also going to be talking about what is Uber Pro Advantage Mode? What's this talking about? Lyft expanding globally into premium rides with an acquisition. Sergio's new website, Financial Literacy for Gig Workers. And then we're going to go to some facts in Waymo and end with Driver's Corner. So,
yeah,
good show for you coming up. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of it's going to be on the Only on Uber event breakdown because, you know, that was a massive chunk of nothing burger, in my opinion. But there's a few things in there that could actually be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, we just want to get paid. Come on. Simple. Easy. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, either way, what are you doing out there to get paid, though? You know, we want to know. What's your story? How are you getting out there? How are you making money? How are you doing things? Are you listening to what we're talking about, or are you accepting every single ride like Donnie? I mean, Donnie does it down in Louisiana, but it works for him because it's his market. So, yeah. I mean, everything we want to know, what you guys got to do when it comes to your stories, and that is what Behind the Wheel is when it comes to driver stories. Sergio does the interview there. Sergio, take it away.
Yeah, I love doing these, so please email me, sergio@therideshareguy.com. We have a really, really, really good one coming up this Thursday. It's with a young lady having a W-2, but she drives Uber. But what she does with her Uber earnings is wonderful. I highly recommend you guys tune into that one. It'll be posted at 8 a.m. Pacific on Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, I have some candidates lined up. I'm going to one by one start doing them and put them in the can, but we always can use some more. Nice. So email me.
Not only that,
yeah.
One of the big things too is it's not as simple as it used to be. 2016, 2017, prior to that, it was you just went on, you took some rides, you made bank. Then they started shifting things. So it went from the, 90-10 to 80-20 to 75-25. And then it decoupled from there with estimated earnings, stuff like that. So unfortunately, that's where pay kind of started decreasing over and over and over and over again until we get to today. So one of the things is we want to know successful. Yes, smash that like button. We want to know what successful drivers are doing out there so it can help other drivers who want to learn and earn. So that's one of the important things about Behind the Wheel when it comes down to it.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing is, the important thing in Behind the Wheel, Chris, is there are successful drivers in the U.S. There really are. In fact, I just this past week, I've been corresponding with a driver from Hawaii out of all places. You know, he's killing it out there. So it depends on the market. Like, yeah, I understand frustration is there, but we would love to see success stories as much as we like to see, oh, my pay is down. I get that. But then the stories are there, and then they should be out there.
All right. With that being said, let's move on to our first topic of cherry picking. Cherry picking is going to save you money. I mean, or it's going to save you expenses, but it's also going to help you earn more money. So it's called working smarter, not harder. Those who are ants or accepting everything, you are working harder. And, you know, do you know the costs of your car? Do you know the costs of driving around? Do you know everything that you need to know in order to make the informed decisions? Or are you accepting everything just blanketly and saying, oh, this is going to make me X amount of dollars, whether it's going to be profitable for you or not? But cherry picking is good. And of course, we got Matt's Corner right away.
Cherry picker extraordinaire. He's here, I think. And so this is a perfect example. Okay. Perfect example. Both are trip radars, FYI. So don't tell me, oh, what if I wouldn't have gotten that one anyway. Well, you're going to give it a shot if you get it or you don't get it. So here it is. What a difference 90 seconds make. 90 seconds. You got to have the patience, the first P of the trip, three Ps, in order to do this. If you don't have that, and if you have FOMO, like a lot of people in the stock market these days are doing, you will not get these trips. Okay, so here he goes. He says 10:24 a.m. He's in Boston, by the way. 43-minute trip, $47 approximately an hour, and $1.12 a mile, versus 10:26 a.m., 90 seconds later, 43-minute trip, $26.05 an hour. Literally the same pickup distance, same drop-off distance, same time. Why would you take the one on the right? Why? Why would you even attempt it while you have 90 seconds later the other one showing up? So to me, you know, you can call it cherry picking. You know what? We should call it something else because people are like cherry picking. Oh, there are no cherries. There are these trips out there, and they're both non-surge trips, same trip, same length, same distance, same duration. Well, it's almost a double, Chris. I mean, why, right? It's just to me, it's like, there are these gems out there, but you got to be patient in order to receive it. And Matt, the sniper, search sniper, cherry picker extraordinaire from Boston, he does it, man. He does it every single day. And if he's doing it, it may not be at this level, but in every city, trust me, folks, in every city, I've seen this in LA, there are chips that are, it's called a hidden surge. What the algo does is the algo decides to share the wealth with you because they don't want to take more than 50%. I'll bet you anything, the chip on the left, they rip the rider such a big one that the algo goes, they'll probably charge him 65. They go like, yeah, we'll give Matt 33. And it's all about what Uber charges to the rider. And then it filters down to you. So to me, look, you got to be smart. Quality over quantity. These things are still valid. Even they were valid in 2016 and they're valid in 2025. So don't go out there wasting your time. These chips are there. You just got to be patient.
But Sergio, FOMO.
FOMO. I love FOMO. Bro, FOMO gets you nothing other than bankrupt. That's same in driving, same in trading, same in investing, same in everything. You just FOMO is not going to work any go anywhere. YOLO, FOMO, all this stuff.
Hey, YOLO was a good club, man.
Not going to work, bro. Not going to really, but you know. But anyway,
anybody
so
in Buffalo would know that.
All we're asking you, folks, is that please be more selective. Okay, forget cherry.
You know what? All right. First off, it needs to start by knowing your costs. That is key. Like that is the foundation. You need to know your costs in order to make the informed decision whether the ride is right for you or not. You know, you could potentially take an unprofitable ride if you have to be somewhere at a certain time. Let's say a reservation ride. You know, you want to go to X, Y, and Z to pick up passenger Y. You can, but you know, if you have the ability to take a ride that's maybe not as profitable, it's better than taking nothing because at least you're getting paid something instead of nothing. But the reality is, yeah, you need to know what your costs are. That Gig U profit calculator is key because it's going to help you figure out your costs of your car. And then that way, it's going to help you make more informed decisions when a ride request actually comes in. You'll be able to say, oh, this is worth it for me. This is not worth it for me. This is profitable. This is unprofitable. And, you know, it's not even cherry picking at that time. All it is just saying, is this profitable or not? That's it. It's simple. Do you want to run a business or do you want to run a charity?
Uber does the same thing, right? Top line, bottom line. Top line has to be good enough to reflect in the bottom line. Well, same thing with you guys. Top line is the revenue, that $33 trip that comes in. Now take away your cost. That's your net. That's your bottom line. Well, there is a huge difference between 33 and 18. The bottom line left over from the trip on the right is going to be a Big Mac. The other one is going to be a lot more. So to me, you guys are, look, man, you're out there on your own. You need to be able to make a good decision for yourself, for your family. I understand, you know, you're out there, you're getting frustrated again and again. The rules have not changed, Chris. The pricing has changed. Yeah, we're getting paid less. I get that. But the rules of work when and where there is demand, have a plan, how you're going to get there. You know, not very minimal dead miles. These things have not changed. But then I talk to a lot of drivers. They go like, hey, man, this is way too much thought. I can't put that much thought into it. Then I go, then don't complain. If you can't put thought, if what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. If you go say, this is too much work. I'm just going to accept. I go, okay, then. But then you have zero right to complain. Don't complain.
Again, but knowing your costs associated with running your vehicle is the foundation. The three pillars are the three P's. So as you said, it's planning, positioning, and patience. Those are the three P's that build up that foundation more. And that's what gives you to the next P, profitability.
There you go. Four P's.
That's P right there.
Four P's.
That's the P we want is, I mean, there might be some other P's out there you want, but that's for a different show, for a different channel. But when you want profit, you need to know that. And yeah, it's going to come down to that. So cherry picking is just patience. It's not having the FOMO. It's not saying YOLO. It's actually taking the time that they're giving you, which may be short. I did talk about that in the video that I posted the other day. You know, they may be they're extending the time by a third in some markets, which is, you know, stupid, but just do it 15 seconds like Lyft. But at least that's going to give you better information. you know, if you have an Android and you're lucky enough to be able to get like Gigu or Gary's app on there to let you know the profitability on that ride and without actually having to do any work or mental gymnastics when it comes down to it. Okay, great. But, you know, if you don't have that or you have an iPhone or something, you just look at it, figure it out, and it's going to make you more profitable. So just the simple knowing your costs is going to allow you to say, is this ride profitable or not? And then that way, at that point, that's when the wheels move. If there's profit to be made, that's when the real wheels move. Yeah. Not if it's going to be, you know, losing money.
Yeah, 100%. And shout out to Jeff from Florida. We're going to put up a video that he sent us, about a 5-minute video. I mean, he's not a regular contributor or anything like that, but he does send us these videos. You know, I would like all of you to watch that, by the way, when we do put it up. And he sent another one that we'll probably put that one as well. You know, Jeff has figured the game out. And, you know, a lot of people complain Florida is the worst market. Look what Jeff is doing out there, okay? So he's willing to share his nuggets with you all, and we respect, obviously, what he's doing. And he's having an amazing time driving and being profitable, very profitable, in fact. So there you go. Yep.
All right. So the next thing that you're going to want to learn and know is Uber is now changing the return to items fee, and it's not good for us. So what's going
on? Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's going on here, Sergio?
Okay, I sent this to Uber. My contacts got back. He said, this can't be happening. I'm like, yeah, this cannot be happening. So this is a conversation from a driver to Uber, either AI bot. This sounds like a bot to me, but then bot or no bot, I don't care. This cannot be. So this was from a driver's group. So now Uber won't pay return item fee if the rider left something by accident, Chris.
I'm intentionally leaving something in the car.
You are the accident, you idiot.
That is the accident. It would be 100% accident. The only way it's intentional is if they're, you know, doing something nefarious by leaving like an Apple AirTag in a car trying to track somebody. Which is absolutely nefarious.
This is being looked into, so don't freak out. That deserves
something completely else, like a call to the police. But
yeah,
when it comes to this, where they're just leaving a purse, a phone, keys, whatever it might be, you know, that's always going to be an accident.
But this cannot stand. So Uber, take a screenshot of this one. My contact got it. He says we're looking into it. I will hear from him. Hopefully, we'll give you an update. So, guess I'm throwing everything left in my car away now. I mean, the printing is too small, Chris. Your eyes are good.
Yeah, read I was just going to say, let me read the thing. So, yeah, those people that are listening right now or listening on the replay. So, it says, hi, Jeff. I'm sorry to hear about the confusion regarding the storage tote. After reviewing the situation, we have determined that the rider did not leave any item behind intentionally, and therefore, the $20 fee has been removed from your account as it does not apply in this case. Thank you for your understanding and for using the Uber app.
What the fuck?
Behind, but it wasn't intentional. So, oopsie me, I'm sorry. I left the tote behind. How about I get that tote anyway? And then that way I don't have to pay the return fee.
First of all, Uber changed the rules anyway. Now the rider has to say, or has to notify Uber that his or her item has been returned. then Uber releases the $20. It's not like the old days that just automatically send you the $20. But now we have this word game or wordplay or whatever the hell this is, intentional versus accidental. How do you differentiate between the two? I mean, if you left something behind, you left something behind. You intentionally leave behind, you get it back not to pay your $20? I'm not even sure.
I don't know, but Jeff's response is, why would they intentionally leave an item? It was a mistake. I still had to return it. That's what a returned item fee is for. The response then says, hi, Jeff, we completely understand your frustration regarding the lost item return fee, and we're sorry for any inconvenience this may have caused you. The writer mentioned that they didn't purposely leave their item behind, which said the $20 lost item return fee will not be charged in this case. We appreciate your understanding and patience while we resolve this matter. Of course, they didn't do it on purpose, but they did leave it. I had to return it. That's what a return item is for. 100%.
What is happening here, Chris?
This is bullshit.
No, this is beyond bullshit. This is intentional versus accidental.
This is me never returning an item again, and I don't care what it is. You could have the newest iPhone, and I'll go to the pawn shop later that day, and this was left in my car. It's now my property because it was abandoned. Okay, here you go.
What's the incentive of returning anything now?
What is it? Yeah, there is no incentive.
You're a good Samaritan. You want to return something back, keys, phone, whatever, purse, whatever. But when Uber, you're watching this? This is bullshit. I mean, this is beyond bullshit. I'm hoping this was a glitch in the AI bot system, whatever you guys are doing.
It was just an edge case, Sergio. Just an edge case.
No, bro. Bullshit. This is bullshit. Listen, Uber. This is bullshit. Fix this. Seriously. If I see one more of these, I mean, that means the fire is spreading. So before it spreads, can we just fix this? Can we get a clarification?
Actually, that does raise a good point. Anybody in chat, have you had to do the return fee recently? Like in the last couple of days? Not? Yeah. And then also, if this is the new way of doing thing by an accident, they didn't intentionally leave it in your car, but they did. So you returned it anyway, but we're still not paying you. Would you still return the item or not?
There you go, right here. I'm going to the exact same thing right now. A rider left her phone in here, and then she contacted Uber for me to return. Well, you may not get it because she may have said, I left it by accident. What the fuck? Hey, Uber, wake the fuck up.
Hold on, Chris. Once you get the chat response or the response throughout chat, send it to Sergio. Screenshot it. Send it to Sergio. Sergio@therideshareguy.com.
Please do.
Just so we can see that. Is it the same kind of conversation that's going on with what we see on screen right now? So then that way we can kind of figure some things out here. But either way, I will tell you right now, I sure as hell ain't returning shit. I'll just put it out on the street or something and say, it's located there. You can go pick it up because I'm not getting paid to return it.
Well, okay. So Sally says once you get paid, it doesn't work like that though now.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It
doesn't work like that anymore. Now you have to return it. Then the rider will say, yes, confirm that it was returned. And then Uber will release the funds. It doesn't work like that. But this better be hocus pocus, Uber. Seriously. Like, because you're going to have a lot of phones flying out of the window. I guarantee it. Or you're going to have a lot of phones ending up in someone's eBay sales account. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is not kosher. None. Zero.
So, anyway. Either way. Yeah. So just be prepared for that. So if you have to deal with returning an item, it's extra important to look behind the car when you drop somebody off now, so then you don't have to deal with that. Last week we talked about installing the neons into the car, the LED lights into the car. So then that way it illuminates underneath the seats. And then that way you can say and look back easily and say, there's something back there. You might want to take it because I'll charge you $50 to return it.
Well, the key is, we said this many times before, we're saying it again, when you do drop somebody off, don't take off like Mario Andretti because you already have a trip coming up, your accepted one. Just freaking pull over, turn the lights on, look around you. I know sometimes it's under the seat, whatever, but at least if you look back, because then this is the kind of headache you're going to deal with.
No, not even that. quicker than that. Literally, you pull over, you park the car. As they're getting out, you know, look behind and just say, hey, make sure you got everything, right? And you just do a quick look. And then that way they still have the door open and are getting out of the car before. Because if you let them get out of the car and then door closes, the ride's over at that point. And, you know, if you're still looking or, you know, you pull up and look, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose. So you do it right then and there.
I agree with this 100%. I do the same thing when they're getting out, especially late night, you know, and they're a little tipsy or whatever. I go, listen. You just make sure, double check everything that you're going. You have a great night, you know, and just a little sentence will save you a lot of headache. So this is good.
Yep. So either way, just be careful with that in the event that you have to return something. They might say, it was not intentional, so we're not giving you. That doesn't even make sense. Like, how make that make sense to me? The rider left it unintentionally. So therefore, because you returned it, We're not going to pay you. Like, the logic behind that doesn't even make sense. It's not even like an if-then statement. It doesn't make any sense. It's like broken.
Well, it's Uber support. But that's technology company for you. So Uber, please, can we take care of this by next week? You know, I sent it to them Sunday night, actually. And then it was confirmed that it was received. I forwarded this email as is with the screenshots. I go, listen. This better be not happening. This is complete and utter nonsense. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Anyway, we'll see.
All right, we'll see what happens. But let's move on. Let's talk about gaslighting much. The Uber CEO says drivers in AV cities are earning more than ever. Get prepared to be gaslit.
You did. And in fact, I got into it a little bit I invited Andrew McDonald, Andy Mac, lovingly called at Uber or Mac. He's been there forever. Now, he's been there through Travis and Dara. I think he's one of the few. Sachin has been there also. But long story short, Uber had, we're going to discuss the topic next segment, obviously. Uber had last Thursday, you know, thank you for many of you watching. I think 47,000 of you watched the video. We appreciate it. Because there were some important things in there, actually a couple of things I liked. There were maybe like 500 comments, Chris. I read probably 90% of them. There was not one positive thing. I'm not sure what's going on, but there were a couple
let's
of
talk positive about that, things. But not that's for a different thing. So let's talk about the EV cities.
I'm talking about the only on Uber. So anyway, at the opening of that presentation, Dara Khosrowshahi, the CEO of Uber, on stage, said that specifically in Austin, Chris said, you know, drivers are getting more tips, drivers are earning more, especially in Austin. Well, that did not kind of sit well with me because that was total and utter gaslighting. And then, of course, no journalist will hit on that. Oddly enough, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Eddie from Austin. He says his earnings are down 40% from last year. It was behind the wheel. That's one. Second one, we received massive amounts of data from GridWise. Our friends at GridWise sent us the data. I wrote a detailed article how in every single Waymo or autonomous vehicle test city, driver earnings are down between 6 and 10%. And now you have a Dara Khosrowshahi coming on stage and saying, no, actually drivers are doing better. And then his mouthpiece, Andrew McDonald, who was, you know, pretty high up there. I wouldn't say, I don't know, second, third, fourth in command, but he's up there. And he comes, and in fact, Megan Casserly, who from Uber PR, said, when I posted it, she came back to me, so we had a little Twitter tit and tat over there. He goes, thanks for watching today, making sure you've also seen Andrew McDonald's latest on what our data is telling us. Okay, so Andrew says, this year we started introducing autonomous vehicles on Uber in a handful of cities. And I know many drivers are wondering, what does this mean for me? Andrew, I invited you to the show. Please, come on, number one. Number two, we're sick and tired of Uber saying, just trust us. We received data, massive amounts of data, by GridWise. GridWise data is disagreeing with your data. And ultimately, I said, Megan, why don't you release the data? Because all they say, Chris, is always, is just trust us.
Just trust us. We know what you're talking about.
We have the data. Okay, release the freaking data, Megan. Or have Andrew come on the show. Let's discuss it. Next week, we're going to discuss this with Jeremy
Bird. I want to see charts and bar graphs.
You know, have Andrew, come on. We're not going to bite you. We're just going to have a civil conversation. You're saying that you have the data that in Austin specifically, you know, driver earnings are up, even with autonomous vehicles on the Uber app. Okay, release the data. GridWise has the data. It's not a coincidence. And nationwide, actually, Chris, please go read that article, by the way. Here's this little segue for our free newsletter on our blog. I write quite frequently. I wrote a detailed article with their analysis. Nationwide, actually, earnings have ticked up a little bit, with the exception of 5 cities where AVs exist.
Mm.
So, you know,
Uber. Just talk about gaslighting.
Yeah, well, it is. And you know, I can't stand and take it in saying, yeah, we trust your data. I'm sure earnings are up in all the cities that AVs are around. I don't know.
Yep. Well, if you are in the Austin market, or if you are in a city that is with autonomous vehicles, out of the few that are out there, what have your earnings looked like? Do you have to drive more in order to earn the same? Are you actually earning more, or has your earnings dropped? Let us know.
Yeah, well, it has dropped. I mean, according to GridWise data, it has dropped. So Andrew, please, Megan, can you arrange this so Andrew can come on and we can have a... Because drivers are concerned, Chris, about AVs and what's happening to their earnings. Unequivocally, GridWise data showed that their pings are less, utilization rates are down, and earnings are down. Mm-hmm. All three metrics that I watch for driver earnings. I mean, either they're wrong or Uber is wrong. Uber says, no, trust us. We have the data. Everything looks good. I'm like, okay, cool.
You know, the only difference is GridWise released the data.
Mm-hmm.
Uber did not. That kind of weighs a little bit more.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You know, if you release the data and you show it, that definitely shows a lot more than trust us, bro.
Well, that's what they do. Hey, trust us. Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't trust you. How about that? How about you release the data?
All right. Well, let's move. Yeah. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about the Only on Uber 2025 event. A lot of it was a kind of a big nothing burger. There were a lot of different things that was announced. Easy earnings. So they're going to do a U.S. pilot of digital tasks, which are AI-powered micro-tasks in the driver app. Help drivers earn during downtime. There's going to be smarter tools, which is redesigned trip offer cards, improved delivery flow, and a new rides heat map, which no one likes, showing real-time demand, which is actually not true because it's not real-time. It's based on the last 30 minutes. And in wait times, they're going to have more choices. So they're expanding women rider preference, and rider rating preferences. That I think is good because now you can actually rate what you want to take and filter that out, which is kind of nice. Giving drivers more control over their ride with fare protections with launch of delayed ride guarantee and a courier tip guarantee, which is nice. You know, that is really nice actually, if you are doing tips. When it comes to courier activity on Uber Eats and that, because that means tip baiting is gone. So that is good. Hopefully that stays like that. And a stronger deactivation transparency. Mm-hmm. And then coming soon, the all-new Uber Pro Rewards program launching in March 2025, unifying Uber Pro and Advantage Mode into one streamlined experience. Oh, dear God. So I like a couple of things out of this.
I like three things out of it.
I like, as I made a video on it Monday, talking about the expanded ping time. I like that. The problem is how they did it. They said it's not in all markets, and it's up to a third. Like, what the fuck does that mean? That means absolutely nothing. Like, yes, it's 10 seconds.
3.3 seconds.
Just put it to 15. No, but that's the thing. Up to. Which means, we could do 11 seconds. We could do 12 seconds. We could do 10.1 second. It don't matter. But a max of 13.33. So it's like, come on. That makes zero sense. Well, just do all markets across the board. Since you already announced it and launched it, or that you're launching it, just do it across all markets to every driver, 15 seconds. It gives the driver a lot more information, a lot more time to be able to figure it out, and also to make it safer.
Like Lyft.
So I do like that. I just think that the caveat behind it is absolutely ridiculous. The tip guarantee against tip baiting, I think, is amazing, because tip baiting is plagued people for how long?
That's a long time coming. 2 years. Yeah. It took them 2 years to do it. Finally, they did it.
And
I liked the whatchamacallit, Chris. I liked the the pay that if a trip goes over longer than 5 minutes, right? So mm-hmm. that one's good. Just like Lyft did 6-8 months ago. So if a trip goes over, now you don't even have to go to Chatbot City and say, "Hey, adjustment," and they go, "Nope, we're not gonna adjust it." So Lyft did this 6-8 months ago. Looks like Uber's following Lyft on that one, which is a good thing. Automatic adjustment now, and there's the ping is good, and the debating thing is good, and we have a new thing. We have a new job for you guys. You guys can label for their AI systems now.
Ooh.
Now, I did not get any details on this one. How much you're gonna get paid? But all I know is, like, go watch the video. But then, and also full on article on our blog. You guys can check that out. It does not require experience. It does not require knowledge. So let's say on a day that you're not driving Uber, to pop the app on. And then if you're registered to do this, you can do some work for sitting on your couch for Uber, labeling their AI systems or whatever it is it's going to be. I don't know, because there's no details.
Yeah, I'll give you the minor details they did give. U.S. pilot of digital tasks in Uber app. Drivers have asked for more ways to earn, even when they're not on the road. To meet that need, we're piloting a quick digital tasks in the driver app powered by Uber's AI Solutions Group, giving drivers more ways to earn during downtime. These simple tasks, like uploading photos to help train AI models, are already being tested in India and now launching in the US.
Okay.
That is literally all they have announced in their announcement.
Lit up right now. That's typical Uber, though. Pretty kind of, what do you call it? Vague, right? And it's not very detailed. Vague. So Andre says, "Hey Sergio, any chance you can touch on BS update?" Well, we talked about that endlessly the last 2 weeks, buddy. There is videos on the channel for that, so please go check it out. Okay. Yeah, it's bullshit, but that means you're just going to get a lot of garbage pings that you don't want to do, maybe. Now, Comfort X, Pool, or Shared, Uber Green, blah, 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 blah. It's all under X now. So, I don't know. It's not a good thing. I mean, we don't like it. But then, as we say a million times, you have no control in this business, okay? All you can control is when to turn the app on, when to turn it off, and what to accept and what to not accept. That's about it. The rest is not up to you.
I'm actually going through a couple of the photos that they sent for under the embargo, talking about what the digital tasks are. I don't have it on screen, obviously, but basically it just says upload one file given to any category in your preferred language. So it says category of the document, menu, language of the document, Spanish. So that can kind of give you a little bit of things. They're probably going to say, hey, we need restaurant information updated, whether that's menus, whether that's time they're open, those types of things, I'm assuming. And then it looks like here's one that says $1 earned, task completed. So you get a buck. And then it says task completed $5. You earned $13.50 today. So you have, it looks like, different tasks that you can do.
Is it by the hour, by the job, or what is it?
Looks like by the job.
By the job?
Yeah.
You know, this, there was a comment, actually, I got offline from a driver in California. He says, this may bring in question employment versus employee thing, right? Because you're, and then another driver sent me an email saying, they're collecting information from us to fire us, but not fire us, but to replace us faster. So let's not think negatively about it. I would like to try it if it's available. I mean, let me see what it is. Why not?
I mean, if you can make a few bucks sitting on your couch, or if you could make a few bucks like just going out and, hey, we need this restaurant updated, and you're going there anyway. Make a few bucks on top of what
you're going to shop. So there are some good things in this package, and there are some nothing burgers.
A lot of
the deactivation thing is a nothing burger. I mean, that's going on. I get 50 emails a week still. You know, oh, I got deactivated. I'm like, look, there's nothing I can do about it. With the female to female thing is okay, whatever. We talked about it already. Tip aiding thing is huge for delivery drivers or couriers, because that's big for those folks for sure. Mm-hmm. And if you've been tip aided before, you know how horrible that feels. Basically, the consumer ate the goods, shit the goods, and then they go, I'm just going to take my tip back. I'm like, no. Uber Eats was the only one with that, by the way. DoorDash didn't have it. Nobody else had it except Uber Eats. But finally, they got rid of that, which is good. So there were some good things. But then the gaslighting continued with, AV's hybrid market. Hybrid is great. Hybrid. He even said, we can recognize that there are more trips now, more people using the Uber app because AVs are out there, and then you're going to get more trips because of that, Chris. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the old story? The marketplace is larger, so you'll be busier. But we cut the fare by 40%.
Let me ask you, how did you increase the marketplace when it's been saturated for how long? How?
But that's why I'm telling you, that's why we've been doing this for 3.5 years. I've been asking Uber, send somebody over, would you? Andrew, DK, Sachin, somebody, please show up. Let's talk about it, right? But they won't show up. That's because they go like, well, we got nothing to say.
Well, that's because
they ask us that, and we're toast.
Well, that's because anything that they do say would find holes in it, and you know, they don't have anything to stand on at that point. So that's why they can't.
I have a dream. I give up.
But, you know, one of the things that's going to be very interesting, we've knocked on Advantage Standard Mode quite a bit.
Yeah, this is more bullshit right here.
But on March 1st, they're going to start phasing out Advantage Mode and going to introduce the new and improved Uber Pro program, which is all probably crap anyways in select cities. Oh, mm-hmm. There's that in select cities thing again. Designed to reward great service and more than time spent on the road. The updated Uber Pro program will make it easier to reach gold status, making more drivers eligible for exclusive perks. Both platinum and diamond drivers will also unlock new Uber Pro rewards, like 5% more earnings per trip on UberX and other non-premium trips, more exclusive trip requests, and priority for trip radar matching compared to blue drivers. What does that tell you, Sergio?
Bam! It's like, what's his name? The Emeril Lagasse? Bam! I'm like, no. Like, so this says that the Advantage Mode, that is the extra 5%, which is really not, because they cut the fares 5% before they show up with Advantage Mode. Because 5% over what we asked, we didn't get an answer. Now it's going to be a perk, Chris. So if you're gold, you're going to get Advantage Mode. If you're not gold, if you're blue, no soup for you.
No, only trip radar.
Only trip radar. I go,
it's going to die.
Big effing deal. Take the 5% and shove it. So I'm like, hey, look, all I know is I'm not sure this is a big deal to me personally speaking, right?
Well,
but to some drivers, maybe to some part-time driver that's out there maybe 5, 8, 10 hours a week, that could be a problem.
Well, you know what? Here's one tiny little thing, though. What was the acceptance rate for Advantage versus Standard outside California?
there's an AR restriction on that.
Yes, 25%.
Yeah, yes.
What is the AR restriction when it comes to Uber Pro?
For in California, nothing. But in other states, I think, is it 80%?
90%? 85.
85? Okay. Oh, so they're going to make you take the shit so that you can get that 5% as a perk.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
So now you have to have
a much work. Higher acceptance rate. This actually proves that they're having AR problems still.
Uh-huh. And it never really works.
No, they're having AR problems.
Yeah, that kind of makes me lead to think that Advantage versus Standard did not work, and they're throwing in the towel by saying, oh, we're going to put it into an Uber Pro reward now. And nobody gives a shit about Uber Pro either way. So they how many times did they revamp Uber Pro? I think, what, once every year?
You know how Uber Pro would work? For each 1,000 trips you do, we give you 100 shares of stock at like zero cost. That would work.
Wait, what?
For each 1,000 trips that you do, we give you 100 shares of Uber shares stock at zero cost basis. That would work. Uber Pro will work then. Then it will work. Then it will work. AR will go up. Everything will go up.
That is never going to. How many shares?
100 shares.
100 shares to one driver?
1,000 trips. For 1,000 trips.
To each driver?
Yeah, 1,000 trips, Chris.
100 shares at $100?
Yeah.
You know how much you're giving a driver?
Yeah.
For 1,000 rides?
10 grand. No, now stock is $9,400 for 1,000 trips. 1,000.
That would be a hell of a bonus, but let's be real here.
Okay, fine. I mean, just, you know, a suggestion.
This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. They're going to take that idea you just said. They're going to, you could get a fraction of 100 shares. Just depends on how many drivers hit the goal, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, okay, 100. I just threw 100 because I'm a generous person. Something like that. That is worth something. It's not the gas discount. Everybody gets gas discount. It's not this other bullshit that's part of it or whatever.
Okay, how about this? I'll actually, we're going to give 10,000 shares of Uber stock at a zero cost basis. At let's say it's $100. So it'll be $1,000,000 that they're going to give away. Right?
Great.
But here's the catch.
What is it?
It's based on a certain time frame, and it's given to all drivers that qualify for it. So if there's one driver that qualifies for it, they get the whole chunk of the pie. But if every single driver qualifies for it, hey, we're going to split that 6 million ways. So what does that mean? Leave you 31 cents?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But I think. The pro reward system from the first day on has been a nothing burger for me.
You know what? I still want my damn cookie.
Yeah. Did they remove that Subway cookie?
I want my free Subway cookie. what was that, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to Uber Pro. I mean, look, some people do pay attention to Uber Pro because they have an AR restriction to go with it. But in California, we didn't have some. Like Uber Pro in California is by points per trip. You know, there's certain hours you get 3 points, certain hours you get 1 point. But they move that bar around as well. It's not like
Uber
used to be a lot more 3 point hours. Now it's like a lot of 1 point hours. But
the reason why they continue to change that over and over again is because for the most part it does not work again.
Yes.
Like how can we manipulate drivers enough to make it seem like Uber Pro is actually worth it when in fact it's really not?
I don't know. I mean, look at Chris, they have the data.
Why would you revamp the program over and over and over and over again?
Because they have the data.
Because it sucks.
They have the data, so they go.
We're going to introduce a new and improved Uber Pro program.
New and improved laundry detergent. Okay. Anyway, so all joking aside, so starting March 1st. Advantage Mode is going to be a perk for gold people starting for gold. So, I mean, getting gold is not that difficult, though. I mean, come on now. You know.
Yeah. Either way, stay tuned for that because we'll probably give you the details on that once that comes out and laugh it out. Laugh it out like we did every other year that they that it's a pride and joy. It's our best one yet. No, your best one wet yet would be like you drive for a certain amount of points. Once you get those points, you trade it in for cash.
This is a good one. Sean says getting 5% for UberX, stepping over dollars to pick up quarters. This is exactly like what I tell my trading group. I go, they go, we're going to sell covered calls. I go, that's like picking up pennies in front of the bulldozer, you dumb shits. Don't do it. It's like, you can do it. You can try. Or you can be like Matt, wait for that hidden surge ship and then grab a couple of those.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about any of that.
Exactly. All right. Well, what did you think was good about the Uber announcements that they made? Anything? Do you think they're all nothing burgers? Do you think it's actually good? Like I say, there's a few things in there that I think were good. There's definitely some improvements on those things they announced, like the wait time or the ping screen wait time. That is just insane in select markets, up to a third. Come on. Just make
that's
it.
What she said. Bro, I asked. That's what she said.
Yeah, ridiculous.
What do you want me to do? I was like, insane. Okay, what cities and how much?
That's like going back and saying, oh, we're not going to pay you the $20 return fee because the rider left it in there unintentionally. It was not intentional that they left it there. Sorry, no return fee for you.
That needs to get fixed ASAP, Uber. That's just, even at your level, Uber, your level of shadiness, that's beyond horrible, okay? I mean,
we know I who you guys are, is, but you need to go back to human coders, not to have AI coders, because that sounds like an AI coding thing.
I don't know. No, I hope that's wrong. I honestly, that's horrible if they're going to do that. They're going to have like a choice drop-down menu for the rider. Was that intentional or accidental? So if it's accidental, you're not getting the 20. Which idiot rider would say, yeah, it was intentional? Because I like the driver a lot. When he comes home, I'm going to jump his bones. That's why I did that intentionally. I'm like, no, bro. Yeah. or I want to, you know, carjack the driver. That's why I did that intentionally. I'm like,
yeah, that's right.
The stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
All right. Well, either way, let's move on. Let's talk about Lyft expanding globally.
Yeah, this may be, but actually, this is not going to be bad news for Lyft Black drivers or Black SUV drivers. So Lyft is, remember Lyft was just in the U.S., domestic, right? Then they went to Canada, Chris. Expansion. Then a few months ago, you know, they bought that big old cab company in Europe, right? Now, the complementing the expense of the acquisition of that cab company. Now we're moving on up. Lyft goes premium with acquisition of TBR Global. TBR offers luxury rides through a network of operators in more than 120 countries and 3,000 cities. So Lyft is moving on up. And then that's what we have. Congrats. Yeah, Lyft is expanding every possible direction. Again, please, next week, Jeremy Bird, head of driver operations of Lyft, is going to be live on the show. Please make a note and please show up. We're going to have a great conversation with Jeremy. He's a good friend. I like him quite a bit. We're going to squeeze him a little bit, of course, Jeremy. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Bye.
Here's the little bit of problem when it comes to moving on up. They may be moving on up when it comes to having chauffeur and, you know, these types of rides, but their stock price has not reflected that.
It has. Stock, what are you talking about? Stock is 21. Stock is doubled plus in 2 years.
Stock is 2064 right now.
Okay, and, 21. So it was $9 when Richard took over.
Here's the thing. Doubled plus. The thing. September 29th, it was $22.93.
Well,
so
yeah.
it's dropped.
Actually, it was higher than that. It was higher when they made the announcement for Waymo in Nashville. I think it went up as high as like 26. So that got taken out. But no,
the highest it went was $22.93.
Well, in aftermarket. But no, all I'm trying to say is Lyft stock has done really well since Richard has taken over. Period. It's double and a half, double or 120% in 2 years plus. That's 60%. That's a lot better than inflation. That's a lot better than anything you're going to get out there. Actually, Lyft stock has done better last year than Uber stock has. Long story short, so it has entirely new. See, this is Jeremy Bird's quote. This acquisition combines Lyft's technology platform with TBR's decades of expertise in precision luxury service and worldwide reach, said Jeremy Bird, who is going to be here next week, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Show Me the Money. It adds entirely new premium ground transportation services and strengthens our position in the luxury segment. Good job, Jeremy. Now, how do I know this is not going to affect... I don't know if they're in the U.S. I think this is a global provider of luxury services, so don't worry about U.S. drivers. And then this is Lyft's addition, another acquisition on Lyft's book. They're expanding. You know, Lyft is doing the right things. So there you go.
Yep. And not only and that...
That was the Free Now acquisition about 6-8 months ago. When was it? April. Yeah, about 6 months ago. So there you go. Lyft bought Free Now, which is one of the major cab companies in Europe, in many cities in Europe. So they're doing good. They're doing good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. With that being said, let's move on. Speaking of stocks.
Yes. So this is near and dear to my heart. I just launched, not just, about 2 weeks ago, I launched my brand new website, www.sergioavadian.com. If you're a gig worker specifically, but every gig worker knows somebody else, I'm going to keep this short. I believe in this country, financial literacy is neglected to the end point, to the end point. We care about everything except financial literacy, how to get us to a financially free future. For a lot of people, it's different. And here's my core philosophy when it comes to that. Financial literacy is the foundation of independence. Anyone, regardless of background, can learn to build wealth with the right guidance, discipline, and respect for the markets. I believe this. We teach our kids at elementary school, middle school about, I'm not going to, sex and all this bullshit, all the way to college. We have kids coming out of college with $200,000 student loans. They don't understand finance. This doesn't have to be complicated. Actually, the second blog article went out to my subscribers yesterday at 12 p.m. Please go subscribe. It's a free newsletter. I'm not asking for anything. I'm not selling you anything. I want to educate you. I want to inform you. So that's paying it forward to gig workers. But more importantly, even if you're a gig worker, you have kids, you have wives, you have uncles and whatever you have, please share it. You're going to get a lot of good information. And yesterday's article was actually on the power of compounding. Chris, do you know when Warren Buffett actually made his billions? At what age?
It was like, it was much later in life.
60.
Yeah.
It compounding took over. Now he's worth $50 billion, right? So all I'm telling you guys is you need to start investing. Don't let the government tell you any other way.
Symbolic curves.
Yep. Yep, goes like this. And power of compounding is the article for yesterday's. All I'm asking you is, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I know about finance 10x more than rideshare. Just go subscribe. I want to educate you. And there's something for everyone. And there's an article dropping every Monday in your mailbox. All I'm asking you for your email. I'm not asking you for your phone number. I'm not asking you for anything. Just put an email, say subscribe. You'll receive the newsletters every Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific.
All right. With that being said, let's move on. Let's talk about some craziness when it comes to this one, Ross, man.
Yeah, he Harry, or he interviewed this guy, or this guy interviewed Harry. I don't know. But the Ross Gerber, who is actually used to be a very huge Tesla backer or Elon Musk backer, by the way. Here's the website, folks, www, you guys see it. So we talked about this last week. So they arrested this idiot, supposedly. Look, it's all alleged, okay? No, guilt, innocent until proven guilty. But they did finally arrest this Uber driver who supposedly set fire in the Pacific Palisades, where goddamn the whole fucking town burned down, Chris, and including Malibu, okay? So Ross Gerber, I guess he lives there, because considering an Uber driver burned down my neighborhood, now, Ross, you don't own your fucking neighborhood, but let's say we do that, it would have been nice to see the CEO make some statement regarding his sorrow for the destruction caused by someone who worked for him.
See, wrong.
Wrong, 1,000,000% wrong. But then this guy, by the way, is in high finance, okay? Ross, the driver doesn't work for Uber. But anyway, Ross,
remember this: 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he goes for work for him. After all, basically any nut can be an Uber driver. That's a fact.
True.
That is very true. No point. And there is no system to make sure your driver is safe. Look,
wrong.
Not so, but he has a little bit of a point there. I hope Waymo sinks Uber.
Wrong.
Because Uber and Google. Okay, so Ross, you know, we should have Ross on. Ross, how do you really feel about this?
First off, it doesn't matter if the dude's an Uber driver or not. He's a freaking nut job. And how you treat it. Uber has no reason to respond to that 100%. DK doesn't have to respond to that in any way, shape, or form.
This dude is just
trying to grift out there right now or something.
Gerber Kawasaki is his firm, by the way. And,
I call it a grift.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, if this guy calls himself, I don't know what he calls himself. But all grift. I know is, this is high finance right here. So maybe he's short Uber stock and, you know, he's talking his book. But then, you know, look, Ross, there are a lot of inconsistencies in your tweet. We would like to invite you, actually, because nobody from Uber is showing up. So you might as well show up. Actually, you might show up to my finance channel. I should interview you there. Why you hate Elon and Tesla so much after you loving him for like a decade. We can talk about all this.
We can do Elon derangement syndrome.
Now what?
Elon derangement syndrome.
Yeah, he's
Tesla got derangement syndrome. Like he Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes.
You know, it's a mind virus that's fucking with people, and he's got it clearly.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what's happening.
Get along. Who gives a shit? You know, let's work for a better future, not being someone stupid and trying to do an ideog.
You're talking to my sense here, Chris. Oh, you put this on? Oh, you didn't clear the face?
This wasn't my screenshot.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So
if anybody has this picture out there, I would like to get it. Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Do you guys see the picture on the left? Hey, Lyft. I sent you this. Okay? I did. I sent Lyft this. I said, what verified?
So
because his name is verified, but his pictures, but AI should start looking at the pictures, Lyft.
Well, that's exactly. So let me talk about this.
1600 rise this dumb fuck has?
I came across this on Facebook, one of the groups there, and this is in Denver. So it is in Colorado. And the driver's name, or I mean the passenger name does begin with an M. But it was scratched out before I don't know. But either way, he's got something pointing pew pew at you.
Yeah, he's got the pew pew pointing in the picture. I go like, what? And verified.
Yeah, so I posted this. So of course I want to make people aware of that. So I post on X. So you know that's one of the things that we do is post different things and you know just kind of let people know.
I would like Lyft, to receive this guy's Lyft, face.
To their acknowledgement here, they did reach out. And slid in my DMs. He said, "Hey, Chris, we recently saw your post about a rider with a very concerning profile picture. We want to get to the bottom of why our safety mechanisms didn't catch this. Would you mind sharing more information with us directly so we can locate the rider and take appropriate actions here? Thank you in advance."
Oh, you that's the one you were about to tell me?
Yep. And this is just a heads up. After thorough research, we were able to find the rider. Thank you again for bringing this to our attention. So they found the rider and they took care of it. So Lyft, good job.
Wow. Hey, Lyft, I emailed you this. this picture. And
so,
hey, what's happening? Delete which comments, yes. Matt?
So I'm glad to see that was actually good. Some good movement because I posted it, I think, yesterday or something. They reached out earlier today, about noon, 12:30. So that is a good thing right there when it comes down to it. But good job for them taking care of that, finding out who it was, even with the scratch out.
CS Executive Services is putting out like a lot of Fight Club shit. So CS, I'm going to put you in a timeout for a second because that shouldn't be there. What was the next one that we were showing? There was something on the right of that screenshot.
About this?
No, the one before, but there was something on the right of it. Or was that the...
Oh, no, it was my response.
But
hey, thanks for looking into this.
So Lyft AI picked it up and then he responded to you?
Yep.
Son of a bitch. Hey, you know who you are. Okay? I mean, yeah. Anyway.
So, well, I mean, Lyft, it's their Ask Lyft at X. So, you know, they did. I think it's probably because somebody had commented it. Because my comment was only, I'm not taking, or no one's picking this up. Hold on, let me see. It says, no, you're not getting a ride. That's what it was. And then, I'm assuming somebody probably commented and probably, added Lyft or something.
How are you doing, bro?
What's up?
What are you doing?
I'm looking up on X just to see. So I'm assuming somebody maybe reposted it and put like at Lyft or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. But either way, I mean, it's good that they did see it, reached out, and were able to find it and figure it out and take care of that.
Yeah, so for sure.
If you find something like that, that's what you can do.
Yeah, definitely they should, because and this guy has 1,600 trips, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when he put the picture up with the pew-pew pointing at the driver, but I'd be like, so Lyft, maybe you should include your AI to verify these types of
things. That? I call that a little boy. That's a little boy picture.
Oh, they call that a goddamn idiot. That's what they call that.
Yeah, but that's a little boy picture.
Stupid fucking idiots, bro.
All right, well, let's talk about the Waymo.
This was a good one. You're going to like this one. Uh-huh. You like this one.
I do. I did like this. I saw this and I'm like, oh, I like it. A 123-year-old crashed Waymo's robotaxis using a dead-end street.
Yeah, you like this one?
Look at them, look at them all parked there.
Look at them all parked there, one after the other.
I don't think that's actually the going down the dead-end street. I think that's...
But, you know, all I'm saying is that he figured out how to call 50 of them and then have them all get into a dead-end street. That's what he did. I mean, it's not funny. He'd probably go to jail for this. So a 23-year-old orchestrated a prank. I don't think Waymo's thinking this is a prank.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
I was 50 Waymo cars to a dead-end street. So Waymo temporarily suspended rides nearby. Each participant was charged a $5 no-show fee.
Hey,
that's the least. That's the least you guys can do.
Prank. That's funny, man. That's for the joy that it caused me. Oh man, that's just...
You would have paid the $5.
I would have paid the $5. Yeah, damn straight, I would have.
The prank highlighted vulnerabilities and risks in autonomous vehicle systems to coordinated human actions. So Waymo's artificial intelligence can deal with busy city streets with zero human input, which is true. But it turns out all you need to bring is the system to its knees, a dead-end street, and a smart prankster. Riley Walls, a 23-year-old software engineer, orchestrated what he dubbed the world's first Waymo DDoS by coordinating 50 people to simultaneously order Waymo self-driving cars to San Francisco's longest dead-end street. I mean, I don't know about this.
First of all, because it's the longest dead-end street, the only people that were affected by it were the people who live there.
Come on, bro.
But it literally took out 50 cars. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Riley, we got to talk.
My thing is, how did they all back out of there probably, though?
one by one and slowly.
So Riley, if you do see this or somebody lets you know that we made a segment about this, you know, I would actually like to interview you. I think that'll be a good behind the wheel. How about not behind the wheel? That one. Anyway, so don't do this, folks. Come on.
What?
Have mercy on these robots.
Wait, all you get charged is a $5 problem? Come on. Do it. Do it all. Do it up. And then get a hold of me at X so I can see what happens.
Well, since cones are not working anymore, Chris.
Don't worry. I have a... See, here's the thing.
They're not working.
Here's the thing. I can't tell you because it's Fight Club stuff.
Fight Club?
What does work when it comes to a cone?
Well, you figured it out?
Oh, I know exactly what works.
Okay.
And it works well.
You have to tell me that. You guys notice, by the way, how much smaller the LiDAR is on top of that thing now? See that? It's getting streamlined, folks. That almost looks like a car. So.
Still crap. And I can't wait. I can't wait until the winter starts in Denver so I can watch these things just slip and slide all
over. Oh, our buddy Steve is going to have some good footage on those.
Steve, if you're still watching, I have a job for you. Coordinate with 50 people on the longest dead end in Denver when Waymo come to town. So they can temporarily suspend service.
Or Seattle. You know, it's going to be in Washington, too. Washington State. It rains 300 days a year there.
Yeah, but rain's a little bit different than snow. Snow and ice that's on the roads and, you know, the buildup there. Oh. But you know what would be really fun is if it goes into an area where there's an avalanche and it just gets sucked in and sucked down by the avalanche. Like, oh, see you later.
Yeah. No, anyway, so Riley, if you're watching this or if you do hear about it, we would like to interview you because the young lady I interviewed for Behind the Wheel this Thursday, I found her on Yahoo. I DM'd her through X and then she responded and we did a wonderful two interviews, one for Behind the Wheel because she's a part-time Uber driver, but what she's doing with that money is amazing, absolutely amazing. And then I interviewed her for my finance channel, which will be on Friday. So, a wonderful young lady who has a head on her shoulders.
Yep. All right. Wonderful. Well, let's go and go to a driver's corner. And if you are interested in...
Are we doing that? Okay.
Did you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the link right now.
20 minutes. We got 20. No, we got three people. So come tell us your weirdest, wildest Uber trip. How about that? Let's have some fun, Chris. Some shit happened in your car. Somebody did something. Nothing aggressive. We're talking fun stories. Let's not be morbid. Let's do that. How about you guys and tell us
your wildest Uber ride? But either way.
Whatever, yeah. Or a question or whatever. Or maybe some of you do have these new changes. Or, okay, I said this in the video that I made for the Uber, only on Uber 2025. If you guys are in the city, because Uber did not tell me which city, that potentially the ping lasts up to a third longer, test it out. If it feels like it's longer, just put your phone down and, you know,
record it.
Look up, count it up. Measure,
let me know. Count, record it. Record it on your phone through a screen recording.
Yeah, and
that
exactly.
Way you can actually time it out that way.
Exactly.
That's the way I figured was able to find out.
I agree. So do that and send it to me. Let's see. We got to hold the Uber to their word. Because up to a third
Up to a third means nothing. It's the markets. All right, Robert, 10.1
seconds. Robert's a regular now. He's beating Muhammad. You notice that? He's beating Muhammad to a punch.
I think so. He's like,
I'm not in my usual setup right now. How's it going?
Good.
How are you? Adjust the volume on this a little bit, if I can.
Your volume is good. Okay. Don't
worry. Well, on my end, I can hardly hear y'all.
Oh, okay.
So I had a pretty damn good ride last week. Yeah, I've been doing this 8 years, almost 18,000 rides. 18,000 if you do include the Lyft rides, that's 700 or so I've done with them. But I picked up somebody from the bar district in my area. I had ample opportunity to decline this ride and cancel it. I should have. It was going in a direction I didn't want to go. When I accepted the ride, the pickup spot was in a spot that I couldn't physically get to, and when I started driving that way, the guy was actually behind me, so I'd turn around about half a mile and go back to get him the other way, trying to call him, couldn't reach him through calling. So for all intents and purposes, I should have canceled this ride. I ended up taking it for some reason, don't know why. got to talk with the guy with the group on the way to drop him off. At the end, when I got to drop him off, the guy in the back seat reached over and handed me some money. It was $300. I got a $300 tip. I'm sorry?
That's the trip you thought of canceling.
Yes.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Like riding Uber is like Forrest Gump, bro. You never know what you're going to get. It's a box of chocolates.
I mean, it was a ride that 99 times out of 100, I would have canceled.
Now, do you have the pen to check if the 100s were real?
They look real for everything I say. It doesn't say movie money or anything like that. They look real. They feel real. I've had fake money in my hands before, so I know there's some super fakes out there. But yeah, I was genuinely very surprised. I've had $300 tips in the past, $100 tips in the past.
God damn.
Out of 18,000 rides. But this was the first time I got $300. It was like a 20-minute ride.
Doing foot massage or what the heck are you doing?
I should. Hey, if they're going to give me $300, I'll do it. I'll massage them.
For $300, I would.
You wanted a happy ending. I wouldn't
even pick up that guy with the gun if it's for $300.
I might. I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't even get that far. Now I'd probably cancel that as soon as I saw that picture.
Getting in my car.
That's one thing, though, I wish Uber did was put pictures of the riders. That's one thing that I like Lyft does that Uber doesn't.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's a good story, man. We appreciate it.
And I also have this video I've had for about 4.5 years.
Oh.
Absolutely hilarious video of a girl eating shit in my car when she stumbles over and crashes into the dash. And I remixed it to a song, and everybody that I show, it's the most hilarious thing they've ever seen, and I want to find a way to post it, but I'm not 100% sure. I want to make sure I can make some money off of it.
Oh, I don't know about the money. We would have posted it if you sent this over to us, but we.
It's one of those that would go super viral.
Oh, okay.
Well, but yeah, it's hilarious. I wish Chris,
you can pay him what YouTube Shorts pays us, about a penny.
Yeah, no, everybody tells me I should put it on TikTok. I'm just.
Yeah, put it on TikTok.
I don't even have a TikTok account right now.
Well, so. You got to open one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, if it's that good, yeah, then might as well make a few bucks out of it. Yeah.
It's hilarious. I can send it to y'all if you like. I don't know if the.
Well, we won't put it up. But yeah. Let us laugh. Let me and Chris laugh first and then figure it out.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Just put it in a Google Drive and then just share it with me.
Yeah. I have it on my OneDrive account, Microsoft okay. OneDrive. So.
Cool. Well, thank you, man. Thank you, Robert.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Be safe.
Have a good
one. Take care.
All right, we got Jeff, Norma. I still want to see a picture.
Picture of what?
I don't know.
I'm surprised my name is verified on Uber and Lyft. No, I'm
okay. You should be.
I think all drivers are.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Jeff is losing some weight, it looks like to me. I don't know.
I'm losing a lot of weight. I'll tell you offline what's going on. It's nothing bad, but
Ozempic maybe.
No, I've been on that for 6 years for my diabetes. It worked for that in the first year, but then like every other drug, when your body gets used to it, you know, it works for my A1C, but it doesn't do anything.
Just like Uber.
Well, just so you know, there's some peptides that they're working on right now that should be about for a. They're probably going to start doing human trials 27 and probably market in 2030, where it's going to eliminate all of those shortfalls.
Well, I'll try it because I've been able to lose weight a lot of times in my life. It's keeping it off.
And yeah, that's the one. So this is the Jeff we're talking about, by the way. I don't know when Chris is going to put it up, but we're going to put up one of his videos as content. And then we got the other one. It's a little TLDR, but we'll see. Well, most likely we'll do that as well, Jeff. So thank you for doing all that work. So he's a very successful Florida driver. And a lot of drivers say Florida is the worst market in the country. And not according to Jeff. And he doesn't he's going to share his success, how he's getting there or he got there already. So we're not going
to I just want people to know that as bad as Uber and Lyft are, they share enough information with us to help us stay a few steps ahead of them. You're never going to win, but there are a couple. First of all, I want to thank both of you. And, you know, Sergio, when I met you before I met you in person a few years ago, I told you one of the reasons that I'll do anything for you. And again, I never ask for anything. You know that. And I don't want anything. I don't want fame, and I don't want, you know, anything like that. It's because your passion to do the right thing is unmatched by anyone I've ever met in my life. And you do it for, I would say, maybe half the people who watch you don't appreciate it. And but you still do it. And that's because that comes from within. But I've been watching the last couple of shows on reruns because I have been so busy with, you know, it's starting to get cooler in the rest of the country. People are flocking back to Florida. My private businesses. I even have my son doing some rides because I can't handle all the stuff that I've cultivated here. Oh, the
beginning of a fleet.
Yeah. So, and the boat show is here at the end of the month. It's the biggest boat show in the world. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, you said something that you and I have discussed for a couple of years. And I believe that real business principles will help anybody who drives Uber be successful. And that's what I think the stuff I'm sending you is trying to show people that, you know, you don't always have to like the people you work for, or you work with. But listen, and they're giving you information to tell you how to beat them. And there's a lot of stuff I can share on at the air, but I won't. Because you know who watches the show, and then it'll go away. So you don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
but so the thing I really want to focus on with this minute or so is a couple of weeks ago, Lyft stopped something almost immediately that drivers overwhelmingly loved.
The tipping, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you remember the conversations we've had,
yeah.
What did I tell you is the only way, the only chance drivers will ever have of being treated better. It's if riders revolt. Look, there is no reason for Uber or Lyft right now to change anything they're doing. Their ride count is up. Their driver count is up. Their stock price is up. You're a finance guy. Why are they going to stop? They will stop if they lose riders.
I agree.
And riders need to... They're the ones who need to be educated, not really in a negative way, but look how fast Lyft backtracked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I couldn't make this crap up if I wanted to. So, you know, and that's the main thing. And again, the things I look, anyone who watches the video will know I am not tech savvy.
Right? No, you're doing fine. Actually, those are the best videos.
I don't use a script. But I mean, I am going to get into some detail on, you know, again, I've always been called the head of the AFU, right? Well, I, you know, one of the videos shows that you can cherry pick and still have a 95% acceptance rate. But what I would urge people to do, and this is anybody in any business, you said it earlier tonight, you only get out what you put in. If you think in any business, if you owned a pizza place as the owner and you just opened the door and you left, you're not going to make nearly as much money as if you stayed in that restaurant for 12 hours a day and watch what was going on.
It's true.
Okay. And anyone, you don't need business sense. You know, not many people know, right, that Uber lost $32 billion in their first 5 years. Well, how did we find out about that? Because they went public. Yeah. Well, of course they lost $32 billion. They were paying drivers 80%. They were discounting the... What business can survive giving away 80% of its revenue?
Yeah.
None. So this is no, this should be no surprise to anyone. They're raising the riders' fare. They're cutting the drivers' pay. Put the graphs next to each other. It goes right along with their stock price, their market cap, their profitability. That now they have to make money because they report to Wall Street. Still, tons of opportunity out there for any driver. And I would say more so full-time drivers. If this is your full-time job, treat it like a damn business because that's what it is. You can hate Uber and Lyft, but when a customer gets in your car, they're in your business. You can't control what Uber and Lyft do, but you could control a tip. I see these comments. It's not my job to put luggage in the car. You're right. It's not your job. But you want to turn a $10 payout into a $15 payout? Which brings your revenue up 50%. Get off your ass. Be nice. If somebody wants to stop and get a pack of cigarettes, so what? Uber don't have to pay you for that. The customer will. This is why I'm not worried about Waymo. Waymo is not going to provide the service that I do. Well, and, you know, I've shared some stuff. That I shared my bank statements on that one client that people are going to see. Yeah. Nobody would have took that person on as a client for the amount of money that I did. Look what it turned into. One person.
But so that's how it is, though.
Guys, I really do. I don't agree with you all the time, but you know what?
But we don't have to.
Right. Because if I go unchallenged, I never would have been a successful businessman. And the last piece of advice I would give everybody watching this, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You should listen twice as much as you speak. That's how you become successful. So I'm going to end it. I don't want to go on and on. I really respect both of you guys. And it's a shame that you jinxed the Buffalo Bills by both wearing those jerseys. I haven't seen them.
I spent $150 a pop to buy the damn thing for my daughter and me, because she's a huge Bills fan. I don't even watch the egg-shaped football, man.
It could be worse. You could be a Jet fan like me, who had season tickets.
I can't even fix that curse.
New York 32 years ago.
I can't fix that curse. No,
the only good thing about being a Jet fan is that after the first three or four games every year, you don't have to watch anymore.
I was 4-0 when I bought the jersey, so we're just not because of the jersey. But anyway, Jeff, thank you. So be on the lookout for Jeff when we put it out. You guys should watch it, you know, because he was in business for himself and for a corporate entity before doing Uber and Lyft. And now he's doing it. He's treating it as pure business, as pure numbers. Nothing personal, right, Jeff? Nothing personal.
No. And the one last thing I will say, thanks to Chris, I've been driving for Wings ever since I saw your video.
Nice.
So I do Wings, Skipkart, Spark, very rarely Uber. I only do Lyft now to steal their clients because it's so easy with the amount of money that they take out of each ride. Anybody could convert someone to a private client. And if you don't think investing $3,000 or $4,000 a year in insurance to build a private client business is worth it, then you should give up on life.
Not everybody can do what you do because they don't have the mindset.
I will end with this. If you pay $4,000 a year for insurance, and you do 100 rides a week, how much is that insurance cost?
I get that. That's like less than a buck a ride. But the point I'm trying to make is not everybody has your mindset. You know what we have in this country? We have a victim mindset.
But that's what I'm trying to teach people. But I don't have the time. When I watch you guys, I get tired. Reading your newsletter, your other website. Do you have a clone? Is there another one of you walking around? How do you find the time?
And you're always sleep. With
your kid at soccer games. You are an amazing individual, and I'm not kissing your ass.
No, I know you don't, but I don't sleep that much. I sleep 5 hours a night. And but, you know, I enjoy what I'm doing here. I'm definitely going to enjoy what I'm going to do with my new venture, because financial literacy is really, really what I'm after, to be honest with you. And that involves gig workers, millions of gig workers, all the way to regular folks, because they just don't know. They don't know. And
anything you need from me, you just ask.
Well, how about you just tell your writers about my website?
You know what? Why don't you send me something I could put in my car? Do you have like a...
Yeah, we'll do like a QR code or something.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Fine.
Thumbs up.
Thank you both. Have a great night, and I'll see you next week.
Be safe.
All right.
Last but not least.
Hold on. Before, none of the gig channel. I would love to see Sergio and Chris do a 24-hour. Joe, and I know this is Joe.
Oh, Harry.
you're going crazy there. Good to see you, Joe. It's been a while. I was wondering what you were up to.
If we got paid, we would probably.
But 24 hours, that's a lot. You had to literally call me at like 4 a.m. just to kind of get through. So I appreciate that when I did my 24-hour live. But
that's in Florida, legendary Mo. And you can get commercial insurance in California.
All right, let's bring out Mr. Gambit.
Probably for $1,000 a month.
Mr. Gambit, how's it going?
What's up, boys? Back in the game, baby. You know, I knocked off doing this thing for a few months, about 6 or 7 months here, come back into the game to see exactly what it's like because the NFL season started. And you know, I'm cherry picking doing this time, so I have to go back into
what
it.
What kind
and
of car are you in
there, guys?
What kind of car are you in?
I'm in a Mustang Mach-E, all electric.
Oh, you're renting it?
Of course. That's what you got to do when basically you don't want to burn any more extra money trying to go pay for a car note, guys. You got to let them pay for that car, and you got to show that you can get that money the day to pay for that car first. Just like you driving your car, you got to put gas in your car and insure your car and take care of your car. There's a set amount of money you got to make every day. Same way in a rental car. You got to say, what's this car costing me for a day? With insurance, you make that money in 1 to 3 rides, and you get that money paid for, then the rest of the money is yours.
Okay, so you're treating it like a business, but how much are these things these days, by the way? They're like five bills a week?
No, it's under that. Sergio, the math didn't work for them either at 5 bills. They have to take that price down to 3. Now it's at 329 plus tax. So they do that now.
Plus insurance.
With insurance. They include the insurance now, too. They take care of
it's insurance. With insurance?
With insurance. They include
and then
that.
$100 for charging, right? $100 a week for charging.
Well, not even less than that. That's why I'm gonna show you. Come on down to LAX, man, because that's what the best place is.
Actually, I may be there on Saturday.
Okay, guess what we got here, man? We got a new BP charging station here. They just built brand.
Hallelujah, Chris. My prayers have been answered. Hold on. Do not go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. What I'm about to tell you is,
okay,
you have my email. I have your email. Right, I may even have your phone number.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to buy you lunch on Saturday.
Okay.
Chris, okay, this is unbelievable.
There you go.
And I'm going to meet you at the BP charging station.
Right. Sergio, so many stations are there. I went in charge last night. We're talking about spectacular. We're talking about lighted. We're talking about a place of snacks and stuff. This, if I had $1 billion, I would put 50 of these things around the country myself, because that's the kind of thing that everybody probably needs to go into at night 24 hours a day.
My prayers have been answered.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm
not fucking around, Mr. Gambit. I'm serious.
Andrew, you need that.
Andrew,
need to see that.
Up yours, Andrew.
Okay. And that's what I mean, Sergio. And see, if I come back, I'm a businessman first, saying, you know, strategically coming back in this with an electric car, finding strategic locations to charge up at any time. When you basically make your run, you got to say, where's my energy going? How much money am I making with my energy? 10%, 20% of this energy for this car. How much am I making off of this? You got to look at that. If you're not, and you just drive like a willy-nilly nut, you're just blowing your money. You got to come out and make money with them, and they got to show you the money with the trips.
Okay, first of all, Mr. Gambit is the premier sir sniper in Los Angeles County. So because he used to send me, when he drove his car, some of these trips, I'd be like, whoa.
Right. It's still like that, Sergio. I'll send you one ridiculous one when basically I saw you got to look and check your email. It was one that I got, and it was just such a ridiculous amount of insurance fee and surcharges. I was like, wait a minute. They feed out so much of these trips these days, Sergio. I can't even recognize where the profit is sometimes and what they're making. I don't even care. I look at my profit. But when I do look back at sometimes, I go, they're just feeing every freaking trip. From the airport, Sergio, they are basically putting everything in a radar. That means every trip that comes out, they spend every trip, and we're talking hundreds of trips per hour, per minute, in radar. It's like, jump ball, boys, go get it. And they're all so cheap, everybody's looking around at like a basketball game, letting the ball hit the floor, and nobody's getting the damn trip, and they spin it around again. It's the craziest thing, because I come back to this craziness looking at this. I was like, wait a minute, this game is going bananas. I don't even know exactly what they're doing, but somehow they've got the psychological thing down of how many trips can he throw up in this radar and who's going to take them every per hour. There are weenies taking them, because they wouldn't be doing it if they weren't just putting them out like that continuously. Because I'm trying to figure out that the taxi cabs are grabbing a lot of this money while they're throwing the ball up in the radar. The taxis are snatching a lot of these trips and just going on about their business. You should see the taxi line late night. Taxis are swiping every trip while Uber is playing games, throwing the ball in the air, seeing who will get the lowest fare. Taxis are just grabbing it and getting what we used to get and just taking people and leaving the airport.
I agree with that, yeah. But
I came out during the day just before. I'm going to go home and watch the game now. It's basketball season start today. I'm going to go watch
the Lakers. So I'm going to email you latest by tonight, if not by tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll have a date on Saturday.
Okay.
Do not make me a no-show. I'm telling you. Don't stand me up. Don't stand
me
up.
I got you, buddy.
I know where you live. Don't stand me up. So, because I will tell you what it is. I have a project.
You have a project? Well, you know I'm on it. Okay, I got you. I'll tell you.
And you just literally, God sent you like to this show, like today. And I'm like, what did he say? Andrew, up yours, Andrew.
It's so much fun coming back into the game, Sergio. You know, I really missed it because the fun of this business is figuring out if this business is supposed to work. Remember, it's like a game of chess. Are you a pawn? Are you a rook? Are you playing the queen role? You got to put yourself on this chessboard. Now, Uber knows there's 8 million pawns out there. You got to tell yourself, I don't want to be a pawn and be sacrificed myself, my car, to be a pawn. You got to say, I got to make money. This is still a business. I can't jump in this car and just pretend it's not a business. It is a business. You got to make some money.
Just like Jeff did. Just like Jeff said from Florida, you're saying the same thing from LA, and it's the same shit. You got to treat it like a business. Yeah.
Right. That's what Jeff was on point with that. That's what I mean, that Sergio, that we got to keep preaching. You know, we're preaching to the choir sometimes, but sometimes the masses got to understand that this is still something that has to work. Now, they can sit up there and spin around in these boardrooms and says, we got a lot of suckers taking these trips and we're making lots of profit on everyone. Remember, these fees and insurance, they're getting that on every trip. They can treat everybody like suckers, but you got to ask yourself, am I going to stay here and be a sucker forever, or am I going to do something else? You got to pivot and do something else, because if you don't, you're going to just be that sucker and realize, I'm a sucker for doing this. Why am I doing this? And then they quit. Right. And I see that happens a lot, too. And that's what I mean, Sergio, with this game. And I'm glad you guys are still coming on and doing the fun stuff. I come in and out when I can. But, you know, that's what I mean, dude. The stuff that you guys are doing.
I'm glad. Look, man, I'm glad you're back at the game. You know, I'm not going to worry about you. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, Sergio. But you know, but I'm going to tell you eventually, Sergio, you definitely got to put together a rideshare writ, something that everybody can put money into and say, look.
Oh, guys, I'm working on it.
That's what I mean.
I'm definitely working on it.
Right, because that's what I mean right now. The guy's got to say, put a $10 over here, put $20 over here. While we're trying to figure stuff out, here's some money that we're going to be making up money off of this crazy thing. Because the guys at those tables are making lots of money off of this stuff, and they know the pawns are out here still putting.
I am never the enemy of money. I will always try to.
Exactly. Me too, Sergio. I'm right there with you, my brother. I totally understand that. And happiest holiday. That's what I mean, dude. This holiday season, Sergio, we know about how to finance things work. If people are taking rides and taking people to dinner and going out and doing things, that's going to judge how next year starts. If people are spending money saying everything's still got to float and everything, they got to work. Who cares what's going on politically? Who cares what's going on? But if they destroy that dollar and our dollar won't let us go out and buy a nice steak dinner, something's wrong.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. I'll see you Saturday, but I will email you shortly. So you'll be safe out there. Go grab yourself a juicy one.
All right, folks. You, buddy. Have a good one. Take care, guys.
All right. Saturday. See what I mean?
Right.
What the hell?
All right. Well, that was a good show. Hopefully you guys know what's going on when it comes to the only on Uber and some of the craziness there, especially when it comes to returned items and stuff like that. But just be careful when it comes to that. I saw a couple of people in the chat talking about, you know, some of these returned items too throughout. So it seems like people are getting stiffed on that. So just be careful, just remember, and always look behind when somebody's getting out of the car. Just double check, make sure everything is picked up and taken care of, and we'll go from there.
Bro, but this is why I like it. This is what I love what I do. Somebody just sent us a screen recording of the new elongated Uber ping for next week. We're going to show it next week right there.
Nice. Awesome.
We'll see how many seconds it is, Chris. Up to a third.
We'll see. All right. With that being said, any last things, Serge?
No. Please go subscribe to my free newsletter. You're going to learn a lot. Financial literacy is probably more important than the car you drive, because you can always have some extra funds to start investing. You must invest. You must invest. Period. So please go sign up. You'll learn a lot. We'll see you guys next week. Jeremy Bird, head of driver operations at Lyft, is going to be here. They also have a driver package announcement coming up on Monday, so we made it coincide with that. We're going to talk to him about AVs, how Lyft is going to treat, you know, replacing drivers. We have a lot to talk about, Jeremy. So welcome back to the show. Behind the wheel, email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I like interviewing folks and always open to new ideas and tips and tricks or whatever you got going. And that's about it. And go Bills on Sunday, maybe.
Hopefully. Hopefully. All right. With that being said, good show. And we will see you guys next week. So be safe and get out there and make that money.
Yeah.